Last time I had told you about the structure of Jordan Boutin. He was French. Canonical form. We have seen that any square matrix can be transformed by similarity into a special matrix J with a specific structure. Well, the most interesting case is the case when J is diagonal. In which case J is diagonal in the sense of element diagonal. J is block diagonal. But we are interested in the case when J is element diagonal. It is clear from its structure that this happens if and only if if for each eigenvalue the two multiplicities are equal, that is, for each lambda sub I, its sigma is equal to its tau. In general, we have recalled that tau is less or equal sigma for any eigenvalue. When they are equal, this is the case of diagonalizability. This property can be stated, as you probably know, as in this case, there exists a basis made of eigenvectors. This basic result of linear algebra, which can be seen and also in terms of canonical form. You probably know also that in this case the columns of the matrix S of the similarity are eigenvectors of A. Well, let us immediately use this canonical form to prove in an alternative fashion a famous and important result that is called, is known as Cayley-Hamilton theorem. You find this theorem at page 4. Now we will show this result. The result is the following. If we call P of lambda the characteristic
polynomial, it is log. This theorem says that states that
this polynomial, the characteristic polynomial
computed
in A, in the matrix A, makes the zero matrix. What does this mean?
This is a polynomial,
not a scalar polynomial, a polynomial in a matrix. The definition is simple. If you have arbitrary polynomial in X, say this, this polynomial computed with A as argument is defined as the matrix that we obtain by substituting X in all its occurrences with the matrix A. This makes sense since we know what is A squared. We know what is the number 2 multiplied by A. The last term, the constant in the polynomial, has to be seen as the corresponding coefficient multiplied by x raised to the zero power. In matrix terms, this means the coefficient, this one in this case, multiplied by the identity matrix. So this is the definition of polynomial in matrix. If the polynomial is the characteristic polynomial of the matrix, the result is the zero matrix. This is not so obvious. This is also some possible useful applications. As a simple but interesting example, let us consider case of an invertible matrix, 2 by 2, consider the characteristic polynomial of this matrix. You know that it is the first coefficient is 1, so we have a to square it, minus the second coefficient. You know that can be characterized as the trace of A, but this is not so important in this context, by A plus the determinant of A, don't forget to multiply the constant term by the identity matrix. So we know by this theorem, will be proved, with the proving that all this makes zero matrix. So if A is invertible, so its inverse exists, we multiply both terms, zero and the polynomial, by the inverse, and we find that the inverse by multiplied by zero makes zero. We have A, the inverse by A makes identity, the trace of A is a number, we multiply without problem it, and here we have the determinant multiplied by the inverse. We could obtain an expression, a formula for the inverse by this quality. We would find that the inverse can be written in this case as uh, the inverse of the determinant multiplied by, if we change the sign, so f minus a plus the trace right identity matrix. So we realize that the inverse of a matrix, when it exists, is a rational function of the matrix itself. We know already this is elementary, but we find in this way, using this result, a formula, an explicit formula for the inverse, which contains, as we could expect, I explain it better. TR of A means the trace of A, traccia di A. TR means trace, and is defined as, it's a number, it's the sum of the principal entries of the matrix. And using the properties of the characteristic polynomial, it is known, known that the second coefficient of the characteristic polynomial, in this case when n is 2, is minus the trace of A. In general, we don't need to recall it now, but in general, the coefficients of the characteristic polynomial of matrix can be expressed as sum of determinants. In the case when the size is 2, it's so simple that we have this simple characterization of the coefficients of the characteristic polynomial. Well, this was just an example. The proof of the K-Hamilton theorem, the statement is just this. P computed in A makes zero, the zero matrix. We can use, as I told you, the existence of the Jordan canonical form. It always exists. The idea is that the result can be shown in a simple way if I apply its theorem to the canonical form. In general, the canonical forms, we have seen all of these, but in general, the role, the aim of the canonical form is to make computation or theoretical results simpler. So, if we know this, that is the same that A is equal to S by G by inverse, multiplied by the inverse. So, the polynomial in A is the polynomial in SG S to the minus 1, the inverse of S. The polynomial, every polynomial, is a linear combination of powers of the matrix. If I consider a generic power of this matrix, say the third power, for instance, we see immediately that the third or generic power of this product, if I expand it, the three factors, I see that the intermediate products of S and its inverse make the identity. Only the first S and the last inverse are left. And I obtain simply the first, the same power, in this case 3 of J, multiplied by the last inverse. That is generalizing the same thing to say that this here, the polynomial, every polynomial, in this case the characteristic polynomial, so would have been Sj S inverse. The result, the computed value, is the same that S, the polynomial in J, the inverse. So, the simple trick, I can refer this result directly to the matrix J. It is sufficient to prove the Cayley-Hamilton theorem for the Jordan canonical form. But the Jordan canonical form matrix J has a nice structure. Sketch it is block diagonal, each block is itself block diagonal with smaller blocks, and the smaller blocks which has been called C sub I sub or J have, they are described in terms of elements, have the ith eigenvalue on the main diagonal and all ones in the adjacent upper diagonal. The C, this matrix, this block C, have this form. It is immediate to realize that P of J P of J is again a block diagonal matrix, a polynomial of the diagonal block, in this case, a block diagonal matrix is itself block diagonal. Here I have polynomial P computed in a block. We have only two blocks here. In general, we have many blocks. Is equal to the block diagonal matrix having, in this position, P computed A, and in the left position, P computed A. I have zero entries. In the Jordan canonical form, we have two levels of blocks. So this property is applied, holds two times, twice, and finally, we are
we have in front, we have to study the behavior of P computed in
the last level, the blocks of the last level.
So we have to consider
the characteristic polynomial computed in this C, in these blocks C.
Remember that
the characteristic polynomial, you know the definition, is a symbolic determinant. We imagine it factorized as the first coefficient, it is not important, by the product of the monomial lambda minus lambda sub k. Lambda sub k are the distinct eigenvalues, so we start with the index from 1 up to p. P is, for the last time, the number of distinct eigenvalues. Here must be, as exponent, the algebraic multiplicity. Here I have sigma of lambda sub k. This is the factorized form of the characteristic polynomial, which can be considered all the times we know which are the zeros of the polynomials. Moreover, the matrix C, it is clear how the matrices of type C are made. We can write these matrices also in this form. The generic matrix E, I and J are the two indices. The value of lambda sub I appears only along the main diagonal, so these n values can be represented, are given by the product lambda sub I by the identity matrix. Plus, I have to add the contribute of these ones. So I introduce a matrix, I call it U. Which has non-zero entries equal to 1 only in this position. U is the matrix which gives these values. In the definition of C there is also the index J. What is its meaning? The index J specifies the size of the matrix. This matrix has size mi sub I super J. This matrix has size this value. So here we can also write the size of these two matrices. Well, this matrix U deserves some attention. If you take a look to the behavior of the powers of this matrix, if you have a U of size 3 and you consider u by u, the square of u, find that the result has only one non-zero entry in the operation first row, last column, third column.
So if you
consider the exponent
equal
to the size of the matrix, you find the zero matrix. In general, this matrix raised to the power equal to its size makes zero. U of size, I specify it again, where this size raised to its size makes zero. For this reason, it is quite immediate. Let us put all together. We have remarked that the result follows from checking that the polynomial computed in the matrix, in the matrices of type C, makes zero, the zero matrix. So we have only to see if this is true for each I and each j. P is the leading coefficient, the product in factorized form of the matrix minus, this product was over K, here in the matrix form must be the identity matrix, the power we have called it, it was an algebraic multiplicity. I have considered the factorized form of the polynomial and I have substituted lambda with the matrix, but the matrix C has the form lambda sub I by the identity matrix plus the matrix U. Here we drop other indices for simplicity, minus this product is over K. So let us consider the factor corresponding to K equal to E, to I. That factor is lambda sub I, contains lambda sub I by the identity matrix, minus lambda sub I by the identity matrix. So the factor of these factors, the factor for the index I is the exponent now is the algebraic multiplicity of lambda sub I. We can cancel these two terms, and only u. Now we have to remember the size of the matrix U, since it is essential, it's important to know the size E, this, as we have called it, the exponent is the algebraic multiplicity. The question is, which is the relation which connects these two integers? Remember again the structure of the matrix J. We have many matrices, many blocks C embedded, contained in a block J sub I, whose size was the algebraic multiplicity. These integers are the dimensions, are the sizes of these single blocks. So it is clear by structural motivations, by structural reasons, that this integer cannot be larger than this. We have here a matrix, square matrix, whose size is this, which contains as blocks these matrices C, whose sizes are these other integers. So there is necessarily this relation between them. And we know the property which essential property which is enjoyed by this matrix, U raised to a power which is equal or larger than its size, makes the zero matrix. So the polynomial in the blocks of type C makes zero. The polynomial in the matrix in Jordan number 4 is made, its value is made by the diagonal matrix whose diagonal blocks, for the reason we have seen, are all zero matrices. So we have proven the result as this result some simple and useful application besides the application we have seen for inverse before the proof of the theorem. It has this important development. We start from the realization that if we know that a polynomial, in this case the characteristic polynomial, computing the matrix is zero, we can try to use this fact to simplify many kinds of computations regarding the matrix A. It would be nice if the question is the following. Polynomials which annihilate in A with degree smaller than polynomials si annullano, annihilate. That is, we wonder if, besides the characteristic polynomial, other polynomials with smaller degree than n exist for which we have called them in some way let us use the letter C polynomial with the aim to find some polynomial of low degree. We can clear
the question. Define
definition with this letter C. The polynomial. The monic. Monic means that the leading coefficient is 1. The monic polynomial of minimum degree for which we have this annihilation. C and A is the zero matrix. We saw now that this polynomial exists, it's unique, and can be in some way characterized in terms of the Jordan canonical form. First, polynomials annihilating in A exist. One of them is the characteristic polynomial from the K-Hamilton theorem. This mysterious polynomial of minimum degree, its name is minimal polynomial. Well, we see that C must be a divisor, must divide the characteristic polynomial. We derive this fact by this consideration. So first, C is a divisor of P. P is the characteristic polynomial. Why? Let us consider the division divide P by C. The effect of the division is to product a result and a remainder. We can write this in this way. The polynomial P in lambda is equal to C multiplied by some other polynomial Q, the quotient, plus R in lambda, the remainder, in the rest of the division. I can write here the division of this polynomial by this other polynomial. The quotient, result, and the remainder. Let us consider the same relation with lambda substituted by A. I'll say something about the degrees. The degree of the characteristic polynomial is n. we don't know the degree of C, we know only that must be smaller than or equal to n. The degree of Q is the difference between the two degrees, and the remainder must have a degree. We write this in this way: deg, the degree of the remainder, is less or equal than the degree of the divisor.
You see? Strictly less.
Strictly less. Thank you. This is important. So we observe that the polynomial in A must make zero. This is another polynomial, which computed in A makes zero. So I have that also the remainder computed in A must make zero. But this is not possible unless the remainder is the zero polynomial. Why? If R in A makes zero and the degree of R is less than the degree of C would not be the minimal polynomial, because I would find another polynomial, remainder, with degree less than the degree of C. So the only possible case is that the remainder is zero, and C divide exactly, we can say, the polynomial P. Not only this. The second remark about C is that it has to C as all the eigenvalues of A, the lambda sub I, as zeros. Why? If I consider C computed in A, it makes zero, and this matrix, the polynomial C in A, has as eigenvalues, this is a general property, the values of the polynomial itself computed in the eigenvalues of A. I mean, a generic polynomial in a matrix has as eigenvalues same polynomial computed in the eigenvalues of the matrix, which is its argument. But this matrix is a zero. The eigenvalues of a zero are all zeros. So we find that this polynomial C, the minimal polynomial, necessarily has the form we write it also in factorized form. The leading coefficient is 1, it is monic. The product of the monomials lambda lambda minus lambda sub k. Here all the eigenvalues must be. So the index k assumes all the values from 1 to p. And since this polynomial must be a divisor of p, the exponents, the multiplicities, I call them n sub k, must be less or equal than the corresponding multiplicity sigma of lambda sub k. Final step. Can we say exactly, if we know the Jordan canonical form, which values nk must have? Since we do again expand in the same way this product, or better, the product that we obtain if we substitute the lambda with a. We have zero, and on this side we have again. Here we have, let me omit some step. We have again, as before, lambda. We have. Let us jump directly to the polynomial C computed in the blocks C. The omitted steps are the same as before. So we jump directly to the values of this polynomial. We use again the Jordan canonical form. So we have the product of C sub I sub j is again here we have, as before. Now we have these integers which are unknown. Consider again k equal I, and this time that we have the factor in this product. Simply, this cancel, these two terms, the first and the last, cancel. Only u with size again, me sub I sub j, raised now to this unknown integer. In order to have zero as result, this exponent has to be sufficiently high. In which sense? It has to be higher than the size. In order to have leave the degree of C low, we are obliged to choose the minimum possible value of the exponent. The minimum possible value of the exponent is the maximum of these sizes, that is. And I have k is equal to 2, sorry. So we have here I is the maximum among the sizes with index I with the superscript j going from 1 to tau lambda sub I. A short example to show that in this way we have completely characterized the minimal polynomial if we know the Jordan canonical form. If we know the Jordan canonical form, we know explicitly the polynomial of minimum degree for which we can C of A equal to zero. Exactly. Let us suppose to know the Jordan canonical form of metric A. This is very difficult, but if we know J, let us suppose that J has this form. So the matrix is cosine 6. We look at the Jordan canonical form and we can immediately write this is polynomial, which is minus 1 to the order, to the size of the matrix, and the distinct eigenvalues are only 2, 1 and 2, so we have the algebraic multiplicity. We see that immediately we have 5, you count the occurrences of lambda sub 1 on the main diagonal, 5, and this is, here is 1. C, the minimum polynomial. Its leading coefficient is necessarily 1. The two monomials appearing in the factorization are the same. The exponent, no problem for the last exponent, it must be necessarily 1, as before. The exponent of the first monomial, you have to consider the maximum size between the sizes of all the blocks having 1 as an eigenvalue. Size 2, size 3, the maximum is 3, so the minimum polynomial written in factorized form is this. Its degree is 4, 2 less than degree. So the last remark. All the computation when we have to consider polynomials in some matrix, it makes no sense to consider and to compute overall polynomials with degree equal or greater or larger than the size, than the degree of the minimum polynomial of the matrix. If you have a matrix A, a large matrix, 100. If you know that, the degree of C, it is not necessary by lambda, is 3. It may be. It's very low, 3. If you consider a polynomial, say S, computed in A with degree larger than n, and remember that the characteristic polynomial, but every polynomial can be divided by the minimum polynomial. So if you write S in A, S, C in A, multiplied the quotient, quotient in A, plus the remainder. Recall that the remainder must be degree, strictly less than degree of C. So the degree of R is 1 or 2. This is 0 because this is the minimal polynomial. So we have that the value of a polynomial of large degree coincides, is the same with the value of another polynomial, the remainder, with a small degree. This is interesting, this is very important. If you consider a function, not necessarily a polynomial in a matrix, an analytic function. Analytic means that the function can be expanded in power series. So an analytic function can be approximated by a polynomial. If this analytic function is substituted by an approximating polynomial, the approximating polynomial can be taken with a degree less than the degree of the minimal polynomial. So we can imagine a situation in which all the most important computation regarding the matrix can be conducted to computation of polynomial of small degree, obviously if we know minimal polynomial, the degree of minimal polynomial. Okay? Questions? We take a break as usual. Questions about this? We will conclude in the second part of the lesson with another important canonical form. Until now we have seen the Jordan canonical form, minimal polynomial, some applications. There are other canonical forms. We consider only the Schur canonical form. We will see it in the second part. Okay.